T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're with David Kirsten of Homes of Charity here on WBEN. And David, you know, we saw the story come out of France on Monday, a terrible thing happening at the Notre Dame Cathedral. As you, I'm sure, just like thousands and millions of other people across the world were watching, what was going through your mind when you saw that fire raging through a historic structure like that?
I'll tell you, it just felt like a gut punch. And just coincidentally, 2 years ago this week, I was visiting Notre Dame with my family, and I've had the good fortune of visiting there several times. It's a tremendous house of worship, cathedral. It's just tremendously historical. The workmanship, the stories that are told, the historical events that have occurred there. It's truly the center of Catholicism in France, to be sure. And it just was incredible to see it up in flames.
Have you noticed, or maybe it might be a little bit too soon to decide this, but more people have been paying attention to what's going on at the Basilica? Because while that's not the Notre Dame Cathedral, I can't find anybody who will probably refute that that's probably, the most beautiful, huge church here in Western New York.
Sure. Well, the one thing that makes it a little difficult to note that is obviously this is Holy Week, the holiest part of the liturgical calendar in Christendom and Catholicism. So we normally see a lot of activity during this time. However, you can certainly feel, a pulse or a vibe from people who, kind of are saddened and shake their heads at what's happened in Paris. And, there's a great linkage between, all of the great houses of the world, which in many ways have been patterned off of the great works in Europe and certainly France, which is called the eldest daughter of the church. And certainly the great houses of worship here in the United States, who were built by immigrants who came to Western New York and all across the country and remember these wonderful edifices and brought their spiritual aspirations and their craftsmanship and their desire to support the church and build these wonderful houses of worship. And Western New York is really no different. And then, of course, Father Baker himself was a pilgrim in Europe, visited Paris, and derived his inspiration from the churches in Paris, and particularly Our Lady of Victory in Paris. And so he brought that inspiration back, and then, lo and behold, we have this wonderful, beautiful house of worship here in Western New York.
Shortly before I came over here and chatted with you, I spoke with the pastor across the street, and, just being able to look inside of it, just how beautiful that basilica is, it kind of also brings the thought, given everything that happened in Notre Dame, that what if it were to happen here in Buffalo? Obviously, nobody wants that to happen because it's such a historic structure. But do you think that, A, it would get the same attention that it would in Notre Dame, but also do you think it would be quickly rebuilt? Do you think it even could be rebuilt if something like that were to happen? Because that's such a huge structure.
Well, I guess technically it could be rebuilt. The question is, the resources that be required. Certainly, Paris, France has the advantage of being able to appeal across the globe of philanthropists, and certainly even nation states who might want to contribute to the rebuilding because there's something that's iconic about that structure. So they have the benefit of doing that. Whether Western New York would be able to generate that same kind of interest is unclear. But certainly, Father Baker, the way in which Our Lady of Victory is cherished by Western New Yorkers, by generation after generation, I'm sure that there would be a tremendous a response from people to want to rebuild that if that tragedy were to have ever occurred.
When I was speaking with the pastor, he told me that when the Basilica was built in the 20s, it cost a little bit over $3 million. I can't imagine it would take only $3 million to repair it. I know, you know, an estimate isn't necessarily in your wheelhouse, but if you were to estimate how much it would cost to rebuild that thing from scratch, well, any guesses?
I don't even know where I would guess, but from what I've read, it would be in the billions. And some of the stuff is really just irreplaceable. For example, the pews that are part of the basilica are from African mahogany. It's an extinct wood. So, you know, there's certain elements of that facility which you'd never replace again. And then the craftsmen that are required to do certain things that, you know, just would be very hard-pressed to be able to find people that could reproduce those things.
Billions.
Billions, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Look, we've come a long way since $3.5 million. Right. Dollars, right?
What's even more remarkable, though, is that church was paid off by the time it was dedicated in 1925. So during, you know, a period of time in the 20s, faithful from Western New York and all across the country helped Father Baker pay that entire beautiful structure off.
What big things would you like people to know about the Basilica, also given that it is Holy Week and there's going to be probably a lot of people who want to check it out?
Sure. Well, what we have in common with Notre Dame in Paris and all of these beautiful houses of worship is these were originally developed to be what they call the poor people's book or the poor people's Bible. And so the stories of Scripture, the story of God's intervention in the human affairs, God's coming down and providing salvation, these stories are told in stained glass and in sculpture and in this beautiful design which kind of lifts the hearts and minds towards heaven. So it's a wonderful place during this special time of Holy Week to be inspired and to be reminded that we're on an earthly journey, but that our ultimate goal, our ultimate destination is to be with God.
Anything else you want people to know about?
We wish everyone to have a holy and happy Easter, and if they have a moment, come out to the Basilica and be inspired.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.